Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
On May 14th, I got to witness the graduation at Cal Poly Humboldt, a first for a Northern Cal university so named. Divine Providence bathed the day in sunshine. Between the graduates on the field, family and friends in the stand, there were thousands of people filling the Redwood Bowl. I knew a handful, and two graduates, my niece and Betty Chin. Betty was there to receive an honorary doctorate, Cal Poly University's first. Many know about Betty's work already, but if you don't, let me begin by reading from the program. Dr. Betty Kwan Chin is a philanthropist and local hero in Humboldt County. Since the 1980s, she has helped disenfranchise people in the community, including those who are homeless, those struggling with behavioral health issues, and disabled veterans. Her longstanding commitment to vulnerable populations is unprecedented. Dr. Chin is exemplary of service before self and upholds the university's vision of a more just and equitable society. Turning her personal hardships into a passion, she has spent the past four decades working to restore hope and dignity to those experiencing homelessness. In 2010, Dr. Chin was awarded the Presidential Citizens Medal, the second highest civilian honor in the country, by former President Barack Obama, who praised her effort and success in renewing America's promise by serving those in need. Betty told the story of a young man who had been living in the Palco Marsh. He hadn't been eager to go to school, but Betty helped him get there. Years later, she got a call from this same young man who was living in New York City at the peak of the pandemic. He had gone to Johns Hopkins University and become a medical doctor in spite of his accomplishments. He confided in Betty that the magnitude of suffering and death he was facing scared him. Betty reassured him. He stayed the course, serving those in desperate need during the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. This was her payback for the hours she invested in the young man and countless others whom she said deserve a second chance. Betty knows what it's like to be homeless, forsaken, tortured. At age seven, her family was attacked by the Red Guard during the Cultural Revolution. She was singled out for persecution because her mother and father had been well-educated in the U.S. Also, they baptized her. So they imprisoned and tortured her mom, killed her brother, and soon the surviving family members had to flee. Betty was tortured and on the brink of starvation for 4 years. She and siblings escaped to Hong Kong and eventually to America, where they came to Humboldt because she married a professor at HSU, Leung Chin. Betty's life work took shape when she noticed that some of the children at her son's school were living in a car and didn't have much to eat. She started feeding them. In spite of many setbacks and much resistance, people finally got behind her, and the rest is history. Congratulations to Betty for her tireless work on behalf of those who are less fortunate, and to Cal Poly Humboldt for giving this honor to a woman who has turned her suffering into compassionate service on behalf of the poor. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.